Hare Krishna. Growth for growth's sake is cancerous. Cancer is essentially a disease caused by disproportionate, disharmonious, destructive growth of certain cells. So, some small cells start growing and they start, their growth is so disproportionate. Now, growth is a natural function of the body. But when some cells grow disproportionately, then they start creating a disharmony wherein they destroy other cells, and eventually they destroy the whole body. So now cancer cells do not contribute to bodily function. The purpose of growth of any organ in the body, when it is harmonious, is contributing. It contributes to the overall balance and functioning of the body. But there is no such contributive purpose in the growth of cancer cells. It is growth for growth's sake, and that is cancerous. Now, similarly, in life, some people pursue growth, say it can be financial growth, simply for growth's sake. That means they want money for money's sake. Growing financially is good if we are using the money constructively. But when the purpose of financial growth is simply financial growth, then that becomes disproportionate, disharmonious, and destructive. So Krishna talks about this in 16.13-15, where he talks about the demoniac nature. Idam adhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idamasti idamapime bhavishyati punardhanam asau maya hatah shatrur anishye chaparanapi ईश्वरो हम अहम भोगी सिद्धो हम बलवान सुखी आढ्यो विजन्वान अस्मि कौन्योस्ति सदृशो मया यक्षे दास्यामि मोदिश्य इत्यज्ञान विमोहितः. So here the growth for growth's sake in financial terms is depicted, wherein the person is super greedy. Idam adhyamaya labdham, oh, this much money I have got. Idam adhya, now I have got this much money. Maya labdham, I have gained this much. Imam prapse manoratham, now I have many plans, manoratha. My mind has many plans by which imam prapse, I'll get this also. Idam asti idam apime, now this much I have got. And bhavishyati punardhanam, and in the future I'll get more. So now this is mentality of wanting more and more wealth. What does it do? Asau maya hatah shatrur. Normally when we want wealth, often there are obstacles to the gaining that wealth. So then whatever is an obstacle, you remove that. Not just whatever in terms of things, but even people. Asau maya hatah shatrur. I think, oh, this person is my way of my getting wealth, I'll destroy this person. Hanishye, in fact, I have destroyed such a person. And then the person thinks, hanishye chaparanapi, and I will destroy that person also. And in this way, ishvaro hamam bhogi, I will become the enjoyer, I will become the controller. So now if you see, actually, getting wealth is a natural human requirement. But when the pursuit of wealth becomes disproportionate, then it becomes destructive. Yeah, just see, the point is that a person can become greedy to the extent of becoming murderous. And not just murdering one person, but committing multiple murders. Yes, I have removed this enemy, and I'll remove that many enemy also. So the wealth here, it becomes, the financial growth becomes cancerous, because it destroys that person's morality, it destroys that person's sensitivity, and it causes the destruction of other people's lives. And then society becomes populated with too many greedy people like this. Then just like cancerous cells in a body destroy the body, similarly, the cancerously greedy human beings disrupt the whole of society also. So that's why we need to make sure that our pursuit of wealth is harmonious. It is not cancerous. So that means we have, the scriptures talk about multiple goals of life. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So we have artha, but we use artha for the sake of paramartha. We use artha for pursuing, for living in such a way that we are pursuing the eternal wealth of devotion. That alone will bring us eternal happiness. So we don't have to give up artha, but we don't have to give ourselves up to artha. We don't have to become so obsessed with the pursuits of artha that it becomes disproportionate, disharmonious and destructive for our values and for social good also. So rather than succumbing to the demoniac nature which pursues wealth for wealth's sake, economic growth for economic growth's sake, we can focus on pursuing economic growth for the sake of spiritual growth, for the sake of all-round growth in a balanced way. And then there will be no disruption. Rather, our life will progress harmoniously, where we will not only grow financially, but also grow spiritually and get not only this worldly happiness, but also eternal happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.